Hey, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Last week, the Wall Street Journal ran an article titled, Firms Hold Fast to Snail Mail Marketing. In a nutshell, businesses are finding that, one, email gets lost or is quickly deleted. We've all done that. And two, their customers miss some of the mail they used to receive regularly in their mailboxes. When I advise artists not to give up on regular mail, the response is often, but what would I send? Here, I'm going to give you 5 ideas. First of all, you want to have note cards with your images on them. Of course, you're going to send lots and lots of thank you notes because you listen to this podcast regularly and I'm always talking about thank you notes. But you also want to send it was nice to meet you notes, happy birthday notes, thinking of you notes, and more. You need note cards with pictures of your art on them. Note cards with pictures of your art on them. Cards picked up at the stationery store will not have the same impact when you want to keep your art in front of people. Another idea, send postcards featuring your art. Yeah, you've probably done this, but I have to emphasize it for those of you who haven't. Postcards are relatively inexpensive. You can get large quantities of 4-color postcards that are cheaper to print and mail than folded invitations or announcements. But let's not forget another great reason to use postcards. They don't have to be opened. A full-color image of your art is on the front of a postcard, and it can capture the interest and eye of the recipient by standing out in a huge stack of mail. Also, you can send articles highlighting an accomplishment. Maybe you were recently acknowledged for an achievement or had your art featured in a newspaper or magazine article. Make a bunch of copies and send them to your best collectors and prospects. You're going to, of course, add a handwritten note on one of your cards that has your art on the front of it. You can also send articles of interest to the recipient. These might not necessarily be about you. If you have a good relationship with your buyers and collectors, you're familiar with their interests. When you come across something that makes you think of them, copy it or cut it out and put it in the mail with a "This made me think of you" note. Of course, your art is going to be on the cover of that little note card. And finally, you can send catalogs, flyers, or brochures. If you're promoting a new body of work, a new project, a new idea, or a sale, spell it out in a mailer. When done properly, these aren't inexpensive, but you don't need to send them to your entire list. Send them to a select group of top prospects. Final word, use your postal system. Sending stuff in the regular mail will help you stand out. You'll be diversifying your delivery and content while keeping your name in front of people. You can get lots of ideas for staying in touch with people in my Cultivate Collectors class. I have one coming up around the corner, so be sure to check that out on artbizcoach.com and click on classes. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and sign up for the weekly Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.